In this breathing practice, we will use the sensations of breathing as an anchor to train our awareness and our attention. So making sure you're in a comfortable position, one that supports your body during this practice, but also a posture that supports your intention to practice today. Closing your eyes if that feels comfortable, or having a downward gaze. And to begin with, just getting a sense of your physical presence within the room. Noticing air temperature around you. Maybe having a sense of the position of the body, the posture. And also getting a sense of the areas of the body that are contacting a supporting surface, the floor or the chair. So tuning into the base of the body, the back of the body. Maybe also tuning into the feet on the floor as you sit here. We might notice sensations of touch, of warmth or cool, of pressure. All these sensations are an opportunity to pause and notice. And we could bring now a broad beam of awareness to the lower half of the body. Just noticing the different sensations in the feet, the legs, the hips. Noticing the support from the chair. And then now broadening your attention to taking more of the upper body, having that sense of it rising up from the solid, stable base. Really building that sense of physical presence in this space. And of course, your mind will wander off as you do this practice. It's probably done so many times already. So remembering that this is just what minds do, our attention wanders. And so when we notice that our attention has wandered, we can gently bring our attention back to what we've chosen to pay attention to. And remember the quality that we bring to this returning is really important. We don't need to be harsh or judgmental when our attention wanders off. We can bring a real kind, curious quality. Curious about what pulled us away, and then curious about being back where we've chosen to be. As we sit here, we can start becoming aware maybe of movements in the chest and belly. We can notice a sort of expansion and a contraction. Sort of sense of rise and fall, maybe. And so just making these sensations the focus of your attention. If you want to, putting your hand on your chest or belly, if that helps you get a better sense of the movement that's going on. So we don't need to get involved in making anything happen. We can just allow our attention to gently land on these different movements, these different sensations, putting them center stage. Of course, you may see it's not that easy to keep your attention on your breath. Our mind will wander off. We'll get hooked by different thoughts. Our attention may be taken to sounds outside the room or other sensations in the body. So we're just going to be noticing where our attention goes, acknowledging that, letting it be, and bringing our attention back to these movements in the chest and belly as we breathe. It's not a mistake or a failure that our mind has wandered. It's an opportunity to notice where our mind's gone and to an opportunity to practice bringing it back. This is how we flex that muscle of attention. Using the breath as our anchor in this process of training. And you can stay with paying attention to breathing by noticing these different sensations of movement in the body. Or if you wish to, you could follow a whole cycle of breath all the way in and all the way out. So you might focus your attention on where the air enters the nostrils. As we pay attention to the in-breath, we can notice the different sensations of movement and expansion, the rhythm of breathing. So we can follow a breath in, and all the way out. Noticing all the different breath sensations as they flux and change. Each breath an invitation to pause here in this particular moment. Bringing a curious and non-judgmental awareness to this particular moment. And using the breath as our anchor to help us be here. Each breath unique, so really paying attention to the different sensations, what stays the same, what changes. Remember that our breath is always here and can help to stabilize and anchor our attention into the present moment, a door into the here and now. And as we pay attention to these sensations of breathing, the movements in the body, the air entering in the nostrils, the expansion in the chest and belly, perhaps maybe seeing the repeated wanderings of the mind as an opportunity to bring patience and curiosity to our experience. Every time our attention wanders off, it gives us the opportunity to notice that we've been pulled, that moment of awareness. And it also gives us an opportunity to practice bringing our attention back. So we could now broaden our awareness around the narrow focus of breath sensations and get a sense of the whole body sitting here. Starting to become aware of other sounds going on in the room. Maybe what we can see if our eyes are open. And then as we make a move towards ending this practice, seeing whether we can keep some of this present moment awareness as we go through the next moments of the day.